Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of us are going to be celebrating Yom Kippur. Now, we don't necessarily celebrate it. It's more of recognizing and undertaking it. And Yom Kippur means Day of Atonement. So we fast without food and water for 24 hours. We pray to atone for our sins. Now, many of you are kind of counting on your fingers doing the math, and you're like, Dr. Dahlia, if you fast for 24 hours, that's barely going to cover you through the first grade. I know. I am a little nervous about post-first grade, second grade, third grade, high school sins. I would probably be having to fast 400 days of the year, and there's only 365 days of the year. So I get that it barely touches it. My Catholic and Christian friends say, that's why it's easier to be Catholic and Christian, because Jesus, you know, died for our sins, and his resurrection helped atone for our sins. And I thought of that. I'm like, you know, I need all the help I can get, okay, because there's a lot of sins. But it's interesting about the process. I think one of the reasons why I love religion, and I don't care what religion it is it makes you stop and think. You know, what does atonement mean? Well, atonement, there's a few definitions. It's for you to reflect. It's for you to repair, to own up to forgive, to rectify. We don't do a lot of that. Now, we also confess during our Day of Atonement. And all that. I don't think the rabbi can hear anymore, honestly. When I'm like, oh, and then there was Dirk. Can we talk about the whole 3 months of Dirk? No, please. Just honestly, with confession, you know, it's funny. I asked my boys went to Catholic school, and I said, did you guys do confession? They're like, the lines would be hours long out the door if every single high school student had to do confession. So, and you know, joking aside, we do a lot that's wrong. We do. And is it wrong according to the Bible? Is it wrong according to our health? Is it wrong according to society? And so what I love about this, and it doesn't matter if you're Jewish, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, LDS, Muslim, you have a time in your life, whether it's your day, your year, your life, where you reflect. Now, let's look at our health. I told you guys about that yesterday when we talked about that guy that went from rags to riches. And I'm like, well, it's because he's spending time daily. He's nurturing his financial health. Do we ever look at what we did to our bodies and atone for that? Okay, how many of us drink alcohol or put ourselves through hell when we were younger? How many of us smoked? How many? And I'm not saying that's a sin, but from a health perspective, does that need to be repaired? And people think, well, you can't repair. But once you smoke, you damage your lungs. Once you ate, you know, too much sugar, cholesterol, actually the body does repair. The body forgives. The human body forgives. If you haven't smoked for X amount of years, your body becomes a non-smoker. Now, that's assuming you didn't smoke 7 packs a day. If you stop doing drugs, if you stop doing alcohol, your body does repair. If you cut back on sugar and processed foods and all that, and you eat more vegetables, you change your gut health. You change your brain health. If you start getting better sleep, trust me, my 36-hour shifts, those, I didn't even sleep first year in internship or most of medical school. I'm catching up on sleep now. So there is repentance. There is atonement. You do have the ability to make good. whether it's with God, whether it's with nature, whether it's with your body. Now, why don't we? Why don't more of us do it? Well, because it hurts. It's not easy to do. To identify what you did and how you screwed up is very painful. You know, when we were medical students, they made us go to AA. Not because we were alcoholics, but they wanted us to see the experience and see what other people did. And that was probably one of my favorite days in medical school, next to delivering babies and surgery and all that, because you were with a bunch of people who were admitting and confessing to things, and you wanted to confess too. You know, you wanted to say, well, you know, I don't do this right, and I do this wrong. And when you're among other people, it's easier. That's why, you know, I think a lot of religions do congregate and you do it together, because it is a lot easier to say, I was a bad, bad person, or I screwed up, and I should have never dated Dirk. I won't go into that. When there's other people going, yeah, I had a Dirk also. Yeah, yeah. Dirk is going to lead to my demise spiritually. Well, then fix it. Fix it. And so, you know, for those of you, you don't have to be religious. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to go confession. You don't have to do Yom Kippur. You don't have to fast. But for those of you that feel like you have some wrongs, there's relationships in your life that you probably need to fix. There's relationships you've done that you've probably done a little too much that need to back off a little bit. Things that need repairing, you can do that anytime. You don't have to wait for God, you know, or Easter or a holiday to remind you that there are things that you could atone for and fix. And same thing with your health. People will hear a story of somebody having a heart attack or somebody having respiratory failure, and then they'll start to atone and try to repair for their health. And no, you need to be doing it all the time. And so for me, even though in my religion we have a one day, a Yom Kippur Day of Atonement, which is very, very important, for me, I think whether it comes to your health, whether it comes to your finances, whether it comes to your relationships, whether it comes to your spirituality, whether it comes to how you help the environment, it's a daily thing. You need to brush your teeth daily, you need to exercise daily, you need to take care of your skin daily, you need to eat daily, you need to potty daily, you have to, well, it's good if you can, you have to have that sort of respect all the time. And so for those of us that are sitting there going, my sins are barely touched upon, I don't even know where to start, that's okay. Right? It's okay. It's a little bit at a time. Just like losing weight, 1 pound at a time. Exercise, 1 step at a time. It's totally fine. It's not a race. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I'm going to put this one up on video. And this is, it's a topic, you know, every day we have a new headline on this topic, so let me go ahead, I'm going to put this up on Facebook Live. I will eventually get my YouTube channel back up and running. I just don't think people really want to see me, but some people do. So we'll go ahead and make some of these, you know, also video. All right, so we have states where gender-affirming care can happen in minors, okay? We have doctors who are trained in it and who can perform the procedures. Well, we're now starting to see a little bit of a shift as lawsuits from those who want to detransition are starting to make the rounds in the legal system. And we're being told that some clinics that do legal gender detransitioning are starting to now take a step back and not do the transitioning because they are wary about the lawsuits. Now, as a physician, I have learned, and I really think it depends on the state, that if I messed up when I delivered a baby, and I messed up with that baby had an 18-year, statute of limitations. That child could sue me when they're 17 and a half. Now, I delivered the last of the babies back in 2000, I think. So, luckily, no, and I thank God I didn't have any issues with any of the babies I delivered. But I got to tell you, I was nervous for 18 years. And at any time, a child could sue. We're being told that in some states, a child can sue until they're 36 years old. So if you do something that, according to Europe, might be experimental, but American medical bodies say it's fine, and that person later says, but I couldn't get pregnant, I was infertile, and you did this to me when I was 12, that person has 24 years at which they could come back and sue. And so now some doctors are starting to question, okay, what's experimental, what's not? And remember, a 12-year-old cannot waive their legal rights. I don't know if in court a 12-year-old signing, I'm not going to sue you when I'm 32 for not being able to breastfeed or get pregnant or for my height or for my bone structure, that might not hold up in court. So this is kind of a fascinating concept because we have this very rapidly evolving science. And we've studied gender transitioning and puberty blockers in small numbers of patients because true gender dysphoria is rare. So we do have things in the book. We just don't have it for the mass numbers that are starting to come of people who are questioning their gender identity. Remember, there's a big difference between gender dysphoria and questioning your gender identity. People question their gender identity all the time. When I was a little girl and my dad was peeing standing up, I think I was 3, and I wanted to pee standing up and it went all over the place, and my mom was like, what the hell are you doing? And I go, I'm peeing like daddy. And she's like, why? I go, because I'm going to be a boy. I'm going to be like daddy. She said, no, you're going to be like me. Yeah, my sister's like, yeah, you're going to have a period, and you're going to have boobies. And I'm like, but I want to be like daddy. Yeah, and I 3 years old, I wanted to be a dude. And now that changed, and I'm very glad I'm a woman. But, there, you know, oftentimes people will question their identity. But if they are wrongly diagnosed with gender dysphoria, which is a very, very difficult, challenging time for a person, they could make decisions that could then later impact them. And I think there's one woman who's suing because her breasts were removed, and she said, I didn't really have counseling, I didn't really get the informed consent I needed, and she's now suing. Now, the one thing that makes doctors stop in their tracks is the thought that they could lose their license. All right? I am only good to the public if I can practice medicine. And one lawsuit could be enough to screw you up with a medical board. And if you're messed up with one medical board, it's going to mess you up with other medical boards. Every time you renew your license, you know, they always want to know, were you sued? And what were you sued for? What did you do? Because if somebody is sued or, you know, there's negligence or criminal charges, now the medical board looks bad. Same thing with getting malpractice insurance. If an insurer doesn't want to insure you because there was a $5 million payout for something you did and you don't have malpractice insurance, it's hard to practice because you have no protection. You need to have malpractice insurance. So now we're being told that some doctors are like, okay, where are my protections? All right. We now have many kids that are being asked what are their pronouns. There, many are questioning. Now they want to come in. Now they want to consider going through these and seeing what it's like. What are the legal repercussions? And I'm not a legal specialist, but what I do know from medical legal and my medical legal training is what's a law now can be a different law later. And what you did in the past could come back and haunt you. And a person making a decision that they thought was a good decision, they may later say, but I wasn't given the right information. And once you're talking about a kid, that kid, could easily say, look, I was a kid. I didn't have the maturity to make a decision like that. So then the next issue people say is, well, the parents are involved. The parents are making the consent. When a child gets a tonsillectomy, when a child gets knee surgery, the parents are the ones consenting. Well, if you keep in mind, many states are now trying to dissect out the parents of the decision-making role. Well, then now that opens up these doctors to a lot of liability. Now, my guess is there's going to be some precedent. It might even go up to the Supreme Court later, where either doctors will have protections or they won't have protections based on what's going on. But this report is saying that, despite states and those that have, that do have gender-affirming care, you do have some, doctors concerned about, wait a second, what's my liability? So you could be in a state where it's completely legal. The state says, yes, you can help this gender, to help transition this person. But if that person later wants to sue, we're just getting now, you don't have a lot of precedent set for people who were upset that they didn't have their bone mass or their height or their fertility or their breasts. Now it's starting to come. And so with that, doctors are learning as they go. Remember, it's always an evolving science, just like law. Law is always evolving. So my recommendation is, and I've said this before, have criteria that very clearly define gender dysphoria from gender identity questioning. Number two is allow there to be more studies done. If Europe is a little hesitant and they're like, look, all right, we don't know the long-term effects, embrace that also. The American Academy of Pediatrics is not wrong saying those with gender dysphoria need care. True gender dysphoria, these kids that are alive in a body they don't want to be in, it is a very, very challenging time for them. But somebody questioning their identity, it might not necessarily have the criteria to be truly gender dysphoric. We need to come up with some better guidelines, because a truly gender dysphoric, it's all hands on deck, and we need to understand that even the transitioning might not solve their issues. So you always want to have post care. But gender questioning, which happens a lot of kids will go through that, maybe we need to rethink how quickly people are jumping on that in terms of providing medical care. And it's not easy. I get it. I understand these school counselors, these parents, these doctors, everybody now is just kind of confused. And how things used to be where, well, this is who you are. You're going to have to own it and work around it. And, you're not tall. You're not skinny. You're not blonde. You're not a girl. You're not a boy. Make it work for you. Now in science, there's options, and people want those options. But if the legal system is not going to protect them 30 years later or 28 years later, you're going to have medical providers going, I'm going to hold off. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez being charged with bribery offenses in a federal indictment out of the Southern District of New York to be unsealed today. NBC News 4 reporting that the FBI and IRS criminal investigators are attempting to figure out if Menendez or his wife had taken up to $400,000 worth of gold bars from a New Jersey developer in a swap for Menendez reaching out to the Justice Department. The White House defending its border policies as migrant crossings are surging. A tropical storm warning being issued for parts of the East Coast this weekend. President Biden complimenting the merits of the Congressional Black Caucus during a speech to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus yesterday. His third public speaking gaffe in just 2 days. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Biden has given Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, some more work to do. And she is now going to lead the Gun Violence Prevention Office. Now, wasn't she supposed to be the border czar? And I think she was also supposed to, abortion and voting rights. And so now he's going to give her, oh yeah, broadband. Okay, so he gave her the border March 24th of her first year. Then the pro-union task force, broadband, to increase broadband access, space, voting rights, vaccines, child tax credits, online harassment, gun violence. So the Office of Gun Violence Prevention is going to play
a role, according to the vice president. Excuse me. The new Office of Gun Violence Prevention will play a critical role in implementing President Biden's and my efforts to reduce violence to the fullest extent under the law, while also engaging and encouraging congressional leaders, state and local leaders, and advocates to come together and build upon the meaningful progress that we have made to save lives. Okay, I mean, is she the best person for the job for this? I don't know. And she has met with communities that have suffered from gun violence. She has taken on more of a role within the administration. And I told you what I thought was going to happen early on, where Biden is not going to want to end his 30-plus year career, almost 40-year career in politics, on a low note, which is sadly happening. I think he addressed the Hispanic Congressional Caucus and called them the Black Hispanic Caucus. He doesn't know who he's speaking to or whoever's doing his speeches, putting the wrong stuff on the teleprompter, and he's obviously reading things verbatim like Anchorman. So I'm not sure what the hell is going on there. But my guess or my prediction was he would want to end on a high note. And so what would end a flailing presidency and multiple mistakes, ticking off the Brazilian leader the other day, telling the press corps in Vietnam that he had to go to bed, and all the other stuff that's going on, what can he do to end his presidency with a bang? And it isn't to not get renominated or to lose to Trump or to have another flailing 4 years. As my guess is he is going to promote Kamala and say, I just gave you guys the first woman president. That's on me. I get the credit for that. I'm going to resign. Here's your new president, Kamala Harris. And so they have to make her resume a little bit more than whatever she did in California, which has been made fun of in multiple memes and things I couldn't share here. Now, in Kamala Harris's defense, when President Biden, and yes, I see both sides, when President Biden gave Kamala Harris the border, okay, she could have done what I would have done. She could have said, all right, guys, I'm getting my team together. We're going to roll up our sleeves. Let's go down there. Let's get barriers up. We won't have to call it a wall. Let's get Border Patrol. Let's do this, this, this. And the administration might say, whoa, hold your roll. No, it's just a name only. But now I'm going to look like I'm not doing my job. I've been in positions like that where I've been in jobs where they go, all right, Dahlia, you are spearheading this. And I go, I'm on it. Assembling my team, here I go. No, don't do anything, though. But I need to fix it. You're having me in charge. There's problems with it. Let me fix it. No. We just need you in name. Oh, hell no. Then I can take my name off of it. Now, Kamala can't do that. Once the president says you're in charge of the border, and I might be giving her too much credit, but if she did say, okay, fine, you want me to do it? I'm young. I got energy. Let me get on it. Let me show America what I could do. No president wants to be shown up by their vice president. Vice presidents always have to take a step behind, five paces behind the president. Which is kind of hard to do, which means you basically are standing still if you're walking behind Biden. Or you'll have to be in a circle, because he might turn around a couple times, and now you look like you're in front of him. So there's a chance that Kamala Harris could have done something, but she's not allowed to outshine the president. And I know some of you are groaning with that, but we have to look at all possibilities. And so now they're giving her gun violence. And so if in a very limited sense, now it shows, well, I'm going to these places, I'm speaking to law enforcement, I'm looking at community leaders, I'm whatever. Okay, it looks like she's doing something. But are we working with the DAs? Are we refunding the police? Are we hiring all the people we fired who didn't get COVID shots so we could get our numbers back, especially in our military? Are we working with the prison systems? Are we seeing what the prison systems need? Because it looks like people are having a very easy time getting out these days. So I think there's a lot she could do. But the problem is if she's doing it, if she pulls higher than Biden, they're going to pull that back. So You know, I'm probably one of the very few, you know, in this country that thinks Kamala Harris might have a little bit more potential than the country gives her credit for, because I've worked in arenas where your wings are clipped and they pretend like you're in charge, but they don't let you do anything. And it'll be interesting to see what comes out. Now, again, what did she do prior to becoming vice president? Well, not a lot. So it's very hard to convince people that she actually would be a good president and she would accomplish something, because right now it doesn't look like she is accomplishing. But I wonder how that would work. If I was vice president to somebody, I don't think I would ever be asked to be vice president, because I just have the type of personality, and I'm not trying to outshine anybody, but I'm a doer. I get stuff done. Your vice president is supposed to be there to, beautiful speech, you know, to back up the president and to, you know, be an accessory to them. And they give vice president little things to do. They also give first ladies little things to do. You know, one or two, you know, maybe you work on nutrition, you work on fitness, you know, but don't outshine the president. And me, it's not outshining. We just got to get stuff done. We got a border crisis. Get the flipping wall up. The way to handle the border crisis is you go to the Border Patrol agents and you ask them, what is it that you need? You guys are here. We're in D.C. We're comfortable. We're out of the sun. We're in air conditioning. We get to put our feet up. We get to work remotely. What do you guys need? And whatever you need, you get. That, you know how easy that would have been? Kamala Harris could have done that. But if it went against what the Biden administration needs to, or whoever's running the Biden administration, it doesn't happen. So the problem we have is politics. Yeah, and so, you know, what is happening? Is it that they're trying to groom her for a possible presidential run? You know, is it that he's going to try to leave with a bang and make history, making her the first president because they don't think she'll be voted in? What's going on? So we'll see. But it is interesting that when she hasn't completed the first jobs, they're giving her more jobs to do. But if they're not letting her complete the jobs, that's a problem. And I don't know. I don't know what I would do in that position. To me, I think any job you do the right thing. And if not, you leave, like Fauci. When Dr. Fauci said, look, you know, I felt like I couldn't do or say what I needed to in the Trump administration. Well, then you should have quit. Your job is to be a doctor and to do things by the book. And if you are working for two different administrations and you're trying to play political, then you're not being a good doctor. All right? You got to do the right thing. And if the mandates are a bad idea, you got to say so. If the masks were not that protective, you got to say so. He did originally, but then he switched. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was kind of a scary headline the other day where a woman had bought some tilapia, cooked it, and now has lost four limbs, undergoing a quadruple amputation because she got sick by that said fish. Now, health officials are like, we're still investigating this here. So the original story, and we didn't report on it yet because I was still a little reluctant going, did that really happen? We understand eating raw oysters and raw fish could put somebody at risk for vibriosis, a vibrio vulnificus infection. It's a bacteria. Or if you swim with a cut on your leg or arm and it gets into your body that way, you could then get vibriosis. But I'm like, if she claims she cooked the tilapia, Was it really vibriosis? Did she not cook it right? We need more information. Well, now we're being told that health officials in Santa Clara County are casting doubts on reports that a bacterial infection blamed on fish caused this woman to undergo a quadruple amputation. And we have to be very careful with this because I've been telling y'all, stop it with the ultra-processed foods. Go eat some fish, get some vegetables, get some fresh food. You got to stop eating fake food. The Mediterranean diet is one of the healthiest, and it highlights fish. So go get some fish, and then all of a sudden you hear this happen. The average person's like, I've never heard of anybody getting Vibrio from a Happy Meal, so I think I'm back to Happy Meals. So we really need some clarity on what happened. Now, a GoFundMe page has been launched to support 40-year-old Laura Barajas, and I hope she makes it through this. To be a quadruple amputee, I could not even imagine the hell she's going through. A friend had organized a fundraiser saying that she lost her limbs because she was infected by a flesh-eating bacteria, Vibrio, after eating tilapia purchased from a San Jose supermarket in July. Now, the fundraiser has gotten international coverage. I think it's raised over $120,000. I'm having trouble finding the link. I'll find it. But on Wednesday, the Santa Clara Department of Public Health issued a statement saying they had identified a woman matching her description at a local hospital. And hospitals are required by law to report Vibrio infections. And they say preliminary information has now been received regarding this individual, confirming that no laboratory tests have been positive for Vibrio. Several different diseases, including but not limited to Vibrio, could sadly cause this. But that's what the department said in a statement to KPIX, and I paraphrased a little bit. Health officials said they are now actively investigating to confirm if the cause of the woman's illness could be identified. And, of course, they need to know because the public is now freaking out about eating fish. Now, according to the CDC, vibriosis causes 80,000 illnesses in the U.S. each year. Usually, it's attributed to eating raw seafood like oysters, along with exposing open wounds to salt water or brackish water. Most people might have some mild issues, but others can get horrible, horrible infections that could put you into sepsis. When you get a blood infection, your body has to go into lockdown mode, and all resources have to go to the heart and the brain. So the reason why people suffer amputations is because the fingers and the toes are the least important. The tips of the ears aren't that important to the body. They're important to you and I, but when compared to the heart or the brain, they're like, to hell with these guys. And then it moves up the hands, the feet, the limbs, because they know that you could live. The body knows that as long as they keep the heart and the brain alive, you could still live with no limbs. Now, they're not thinking, well, how are you going to hunt and fish and, you know, get your food? But it's once the heart goes or once the brain goes, you're done. So when the body brings, you know, does resources sepsis can cause your blood pressure to drop. So it needs to refocus and divert circulation to the brain and the heart, the extremities lose blood supply. When they lose blood supply, they start to die. And necrotic limbs need to be removed. And that's how, sadly, people are losing limbs. It doesn't have to be Vibrio. Remember, there was that Georgia teen who was ziplining, and she cuts her leg, and the ER doc sewed it up but didn't give her antibiotics. Now, I was an ER doc. I understand we might have overprescribed antibiotics in the 90s, but any sort of large laceration in a leg where infection could hide in the muscle or the fascia, you give antibiotics. But apparently there's been this big push, stop writing so many antibiotics. Antibiotics, we have antibiotic resistance, so they didn't give it to her. She comes back saying, I'm in a lot of pain. They go, of course you're in pain. You cut your leg. Doesn't look infected. Go away. Comes back a third time, maybe a fourth time. And a doctor's like, you know what? It doesn't look infected, but for poops and giggles, let's give you an antibiotic just in case. But by then, the infection was already on the fascia. The infection was too low for them to see it from the skin, so the skin wasn't red. Everyone's like, well, the skin doesn't look red. It doesn't look infected. Well, that's because you can't see below the muscle, and the infection was on the fascia. It spread. Turned into sepsis, and she ended up losing a couple of her limbs. I agree that we do overwrite antibiotics, but we need to be smart with it. You know, telemedicine companies give guidelines, and some doctors are really good with the guidelines. Others, they're so worried about how people rate them that they're like, fine, you want the antibiotic? Here you go. And it's tricky because we're not having people come in and get seen, and we're having a lot of antibiotics being used over the phone. How many people have had COVID but have taken Z-Packs? I had another person call in, I want a Z-Pack. I'm like, we're not supposed to do that. You know, it sounds like you got COVID. It sounds like a cold. Maybe go in and get seen. If you really think you have walking pneumonia or pneumonia or a bacterial infection, even though you have tons of symptoms that sound more viral. Bacteria usually set up shop in one area in early infections as opposed to somebody having the sneeze, the cough, the runny nose, the eye, the ear pain, and all that. You know, maybe get seen. But over the phone, if it sounds like a virus, we're not supposed to give antibiotics. Well, going back to this Vibrio and this tilapia issue, you know, we're hopefully going to find out more information. Obviously, this woman went into sepsis, but why? And we need to get this figured out because we have a huge, huge problem with us being undernourished and us eating crap. And I can't stress enough, we have to increase our food intake. We have to increase our fish intake. We have to increase our fresh vegetables. But one thing that has prevented these, you know, unfortunate infections is the processed foods. And the, you know, you don't really see this sort of bacteria survive in fast food because they're so preserved. Yet fresh food, you can, unfortunately, so what do? Well, you got to cook the food correctly. Her GoFundMe page right now, I found it. It's called Help with Laura's Unexpected Turn, $124,189. She's a mom of a six-year-old boy, and they said it happened after she ate fish. And she has been fighting for her life. All four of her limbs had to be removed in order to save her life. This is horrible. And the family's in desperate need. So whether it was Vibrio or not, you know, this woman needs help. But keep in mind, you know, we've got to have that fine balance of eating fresh food, but not being sickened with certain diseases. You know, raw oysters, raw shellfish, not a good idea. Raw pork, not a good idea. Raw chicken, not a good idea. Cook it. Cook it well. I understand people like their steak with the blood and the juices flowing all over the place. Again, just cook it. Right? You know, you're not going to make it sterile, but you're going to hopefully prevent a lot of the bad things from getting into you. Wash your vegetables. And if you are not feeling well, get seen. Right? Don't just expect a call online to solve your problems. Get yourself seen and ask them, do I have any of these this bacteria? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.